Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
deal face-to-face. That number seven for the over on our website, which is www.parkingsmart.com. So, right now we have a community traffic going on. We're talking about that. In 15 minutes, we've got the $50 for the event. We're going to go to the website for $20 for the event. If you'd like to know more about the website, I'll be here. $11 for that. If you'd like to see my website, I'll show you about $1 for 15 minutes. That's what I'm talking about. If you're a person that doesn't like Louisville Town, okay. Area code 978. On the air. Welcome to the show. What do you think? Very nice. Very good. So, let's go up to the next slide. Which is actually the private budget. I'm going to go on the air. My favorite number. I'm going to go on the air. I'm going to go on the air. I'm going to go on the air. So, if you choose, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. Hello, it's not to you. That's right, it's not to you. It's the type number. Hello? Hello? That's a good show, how are you? Okay. The number just popped in. The number is just a particular type number. That's got obviously, right? That's right. And the best way to show a time that we can play. Here is code 978. If you want to talk to me during the show, please put me on the video. If you want to talk to me, I'm going to talk to you. And I really want to talk to you. What are you going to do? Hello? Thank you, Jen. Anyway, I'm pretty sure you have all that information. You can get the 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 information. You can get the
Thank you.
big morning at 9:30. And I was like, no. Okay. Okay, 315. Welcome to the show. Okay.
Okay. Let's see, how about now? Let's try something here. Yes. Yes, you can hear me now? What the hell the problem was? Anyway. Let's see. Well, shoot. I wonder how much you guys called in. I hear very faint talking over the static. Huh. Well, we're actually going over some stuff here and trying to get some things going. Don't hear me. Let's shoot back over. Yep, you're on now. What the heck happened? Anyway. Let's see. Thank you. Oops. All right, let's go up here and check out some things here. Area code 610, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can.
I have no idea what's going on. I didn't really do anything.
Well, it's fixed now.
Sometimes I feel like calling Block Talk Radio and say, you need to give me a refund. Anyway.
I know.
Because we were actually... I was actually going over some numbers in this book, and I was prompted to actually do the numbers that ended with 2. And I was noticing how they kind of progressed. We started off with, if you start off with 2 itself, it basically says, everything's fine and will continue to be so. Keep believing, especially since your feelings of hope lead to more positive outcomes. The angels can buoy your faith if you're asking for their help. Then I went on to, where was it, 22? 22 says the angels can see the positive results of your prayers, and they want you to have patience and stay optimistic while the final details are being worked out in heaven. This is an urgent call from the angels to keep the faith. I thought it was kind of funny how you, as you go through these things, just with the twos, they just kind of keep just like unfolding. And I was looking
How did you pick out 2? Why did you pick out 2?
Well, actually, I've been seeing 2s myself. Like, it's one of those things where you sit there and tell people, okay, it's great to get readings, it's great to talk to people and get insights and that kind of stuff, but we also have to sit back and listen to ourselves, because we also have our own angels and guides, and I think sometimes going to other people helps us to actually have more faith in what we're picking up with ourselves. And I was getting where I was kind of irritated. People would say one thing, but it just didn't resonate with me, as in what they were saying. It kind of went against what they were saying. So I was sitting there going, okay, what can I do? So I was like, I know for a fact that I trust my angels more than I do anything else. You know, my angels, God, and those kind of things. So I'm like, okay, if I could just get some kind of information to confirm what I'm feeling, it would be great. And I started seeing the 222s. And 222 is... Basically saying that, you know, keep the faith. Actually, I can actually read it real quick. 222 itself is basically saying trust that everything is working out exactly as it should, as it's supposed to, with divine blessings from everyone involved. Let go and have faith. So I started noticing, I saw the 222s. The other night I kept on seeing 321 and then 322. Yeah, 322. So I was like, oh, something he's telling me, I should go home and look that up. So I did. And it was kind of amazing because of what I was thinking. I told a friend of mine, I said, for some reason I keep feeling that this relationship I keep focusing on is definitely going to happen, because every time I think about it, the very first thing I see is 222. So it's basically telling me have faith and everything's working out.
Well,
so I looked, So I looked at 322. This is a strong message from the Ascended Masters urging you to keep the faith and thus experience faith, thus experience faith's magical magnetic power, which draws to you everything good that you desire. And I'm like, okay, if that isn't really put it out there for you and clarify what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling, because I was seeing, what I was trying to get through with the numbers is the idea how sometimes when we have a focus of an outcome, and then we start seeing visions of certain things. If we take a notice of those visions, a lot of times what they're doing is giving us progression. Like I saw the outcome, where it was like, give me a visualization where it actually shows me and her together, as in working, living, sharing, and having a family. And the visualization, it was kind of funny, as I looked at this visualization a couple of times, I started noticing that was exactly what it was saying. But then I started getting other visualizations, like I kept on seeing a person, this person showing up at my back door. And it was like very, very detailed. The girl was wearing a jacket, wearing pretty much the same style of stuff that she wears. And I was like, okay, this is really getting detailed. It wasn't until I was, this was a funny part, I was actually watching The Medium. I don't know if you've ever seen that show on television.
Uh-huh.
I was watching The Medium, and there was an episode that started playing out almost like scenes in my life with this girl. And I'm like, okay, maybe it's just one of those things as a coincidence, right? I don't believe in coincidences, but, you know, this was a show and stuff like that. And it wasn't, I was telling people I'd seen the 222s, right? So I saw this as it was unfolding, showing this person with somebody else. But it was like pointing out, watch what's going on. The other person is not important, not in the sense you think it is. And then it pointed out that this person was with a guy that she found out later on wasn't who she thought he was, and it wasn't someone she could actually trust, and even though everybody kept on telling her that. I was like, boy, that looks familiar. I have a girl that listens to her friends, and there was a particular guy in her life too that everybody thinks, you know, he's, you know, this kind of thing. But at the end of it, she found out the truth about what he really was. And then all of a sudden, the whole thing goes right back to the beginning, where it shows her realizing that she can change things, and actually the opportunity is still there for her. And I was like, okay, should I really take notice of this? And it wasn't until I actually saw in the movie, in this little episode, the house that she was living in, as this thing is unfolding with this dream, this vision of this life was unfolding for her. And at this time, she was 26. This particular person I'm talking about, she's 26. And I sit here and said, okay, should I take notice of this, angels? And I looked at the house that she was living at the time with this guy. The first three numbers of the house were 222. So I was like, okay, I'm getting an answer. It's the idea of paying attention. I got it. And it was a very powerful message of going, okay, I am on the right path. I am going the right direction. I know for a fact that what I'm writing in my journal at this moment is going to happen as if it's not already happening now, because paying attention to those unfolding progressive visualizations and messages. So I'm sure you didn't call in for my little thing here, but I'm, you know, I hope it helped you out. But I'm sure you have a couple questions for us.
Well, do you get that 222 especially applies to me, or you just happen to be telling that when I called, or do you think it especially applies to me also in some way?
I believe that when I start doing these shows and everybody's listening, you should really pay attention, because I feel like it benefits everybody and it has something to do with everything. Because, I mean, when I sit here, just the idea of looking for the 222s, just the message behind that itself basically says, trust that everything is working out exactly as it's supposed to, with divine blessings for everyone involved. Let go and have faith. Now, in the process, it means whatever's going on in your life right now, it's asking yourself, have you attached yourself to it because of any kind of fears? I was telling my friend earlier today, and I was sitting there saying, okay, this is how I deal with it. This is a person that I'm deeply in love with, I feel like I'm deeply connected to, and I said the best way that I deal with this is just that realization. that I don't have to think about it. I don't have to analyze it. I don't have to figure out what she's doing right now. I don't have to do anything. All I have to do, realistically, is keep a focus on what I see as the outcome, what I would like to be at this moment living. And in my journal, it's basically a reunion. So basically, I don't need to know anything except for to watch for the signs. And I think in this situation, I think the sign would just be knowing that if somebody, in any kind of sense of the word, sent a message to me as this particular person, I know for a fact that the only reason that message will be even sent is because that person is reaching out and she's also realized where she wants to be. And then when that happens and those two paths cross, then and only then do I really put a lot into it, because it's happening and that's when you're supposed to put it in there. The process leading up to it, that's the only time you should be doing on that situation, is just focusing. My biggest belief in the whole thing is if something hasn't happened just yet, it's the ideal. Take a look at yourself and go, okay, have I done all the work? Is there anything that could interfere in the process of my manifestation when it does happen, of anything interfering with that, with the flow of that actually unfolding? That's what it is.
Is that something that you can tell? Do you feel I have anything big that I need to do more work on interfering with it?
I think right now you need to get well.
Yeah, there's that.
You know, I was sitting there sensing there almost like a fever, too. It keeps saying hot, cold, hot, cold.
Yeah, I'm feeling cold. Yeah.
It's one of those things, you put the blankets on, you get too hot, you throw the blankets off, you get too cold. Drives you freaking nuts, don't it?
Yes.
But I'm just saying, we sit there. I started writing this column in this magazine called Bellaspree Magazine. It's a really cool magazine. I just checked it out myself. Of course, I'm kind of influential because I love seeing myself in print. But it's a great magazine, and I recommend it for everybody to check it out. And if you really want to check it out, just go to my Facebook. I'm trying to figure out I think I can. Where I can actually connect it to my webpage, where you can just go to my webpage and click onto it. I'll have to say, check that out. But I know if you go to my Facebook, which is actually, I think it's Psychic X Journeyman Donnie, and just, it's on there. It's always on there. We're always connecting and everything, because I got another deadline for the column again. And we were just sitting there talking about the whole thing, but the biggest thing is like asking everybody, have you written out, my first column was basically an introduction, of course, but I remember I wrote this too. I first started writing about and focusing on the relationship that everybody wants, and started writing that list. And then I sit there and then I said, well, then you go back and go over the list and make sure that whatever's on your list, that you are that too. And then radiate that vibration to attract that. And then all of a sudden, everything just changed. I said, well, why don't we just go back and do the list on ourselves first? So we know who we are. We already got that vibration going on. So when we write our list for who we want to be with, it's a whole lot easier because we already know ourselves. And I thought that was the most important thing to do. And I would sit there and say the same thing with this situation too. It's like a lot of things that are going on right now where it's just the ideal of taking a couple steps back and going, you know, the wants and needs and desires, are they still the same? Even if they are, it doesn't matter if they are or not. That's why I keep telling everybody, you don't have to tell me. I'm just saying that's the question that everybody needs to ask themselves. I think everybody every three to 6 months, just saying, okay, has anything changed? Anything going on? Because the one thing that I keep getting really irritated with relationships right now is everybody keeps saying, this one, we're different. Well, if you didn't pay attention to that when you first met each other, then you're blind. Because the idea of differences is not the problem. It's actually the solution. And it's the idea of how we build powerful, insightful, deep, loving relationship is the idea of those differences and how we embrace them. We don't push them to the side. Everybody wants to push everybody away. And because they're like, oh, I just saw something about myself. Can't do that. That's taboo. Actually, that's the blessing in disguise. It's like looking at someone going, what does this person reflect back to me? Sometimes it's good, but you have to stop to look. And I've always said this before, too, that when you sit there and learn from reflections, it brings you closer together. It always does. It's when you refuse. Because look at the people out there who refuse to look at the reflection for what it is. They're always going the opposite direction. They're always making excuses. They're always looking for a way out. See, they're not learning from it. And then, how come we got distance? Well, I guess it's because you took 5 steps that way, buddy. You know, it's like looking at people and not trying to be a smart ass. It's just the ideal looking people. And I think sometimes it's just the ideal speaking what's on one's mind and asking the person, why are you running?
Well, am I taking 5 steps in the wrong direction? Can you tell?
I actually get the impression that you're not. I get the impression that you're not really taking any steps in the vicinity. And I do see that. I get this point where there's 2 steps that you should take that you haven't taken yet.
Oh, really?
Right. So it's, you know, when you look at the situation, when we sit here and say watch your step, that's not a literal thing of saying watch your step, because most people who watch their step usually end up tripping over themselves. It's just the ideal that when we say watch your step, keep going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Keep going. Because I like that one I saw where it was like talking about people. It's just amazing how we get in our cars and just keep driving and driving and driving. We never question anything. We just keep going. And what's so wild about that is we can only see 200 feet. But for some reason, there's this anticipation that we just keep going. We don't realize the 200 feet. We just know the destination. We know where we want to be. And we do what it takes to get there. If we could just do the same thing with relationships and just life itself, do you see how easy life would be? You just jump in your car and go, okay, we're going down this way. Ooh, we hit a dead end. We hit a dead end. What do we do when we hit a dead end? We turn around, go back out, and see where we made the mistake. We correct it, and then we go on with our little lives. We go on with our little journey. And that's how life is, you know? You got to learn, got to learn, got to learn. We just lost somebody. So what we do this, we'll just see if she calls back in, and then until it happens, let's go on to area code 615. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Hello.
Yeah, I hear you, but it sounds like you're hanging out. Where are you at? Are you on a pig farm?
No, I'm in a car.
What's that noise?
I'm in the car. That is my grandbaby crying her eyes out.
Oh, and you're in the car?
Yeah. I am listening to the radio show, but we're having to go get her formula. She's got colic and da 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 da.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Fun, fun.
Yeah. What's your name?
Brenda.
Brenda, where are you calling from, Brenda?
I'm calling from Tennessee.
Oh, now I recognize that area code. I used to live in Newport.
Okay. Well, if I lived in, I'm right outside of Nashville, so.
Okay. So, with the situation going on with the baby crying and stuff like that, I think everybody out there listening, we should all send positive energy to this woman. Because she needs it, and so does the baby.
Yes, very much so.
I guess we could send some to the mother, too. We could send it. It's like we're trying to send it to the car, but she's moving, so.
Well, you would think the car would ease her a little bit, but it's not helping, so.
Gotcha. So, I was going to say, what can we actually do for you tonight besides give you earplugs?
I don't know. I was just wanting an angel reading. I don't know if that's possible at the moment.
Well, actually, we were saying before when we came on the show that we're actually doing the 3-card. We actually do a 7-card. A 7-card, I always tell everybody, give me a call for a private session for 7s and 5s. But we can do a 3-card for you. A 3-card.
That's cool.
All right. So what we're going to do here is we're going to sit here and shuffle. All we need for you to do is basically tell us when to stop. I always tell people, remember, this is free, so you can let it shut. We can shuffle as long as you want. We need to, okay?
Okay, well, you can stop.
Okay. She's a girl, right?
She's a girl.
Yeah. get that. Yeah, she's like, actually she's starting to calm down. Hey, do you want me to cut this neck?
Yeah, you can go ahead and do that.
All right, we cut it. Now I got to pick the cards up because they flew everywhere. The scissors, you know. No, I'm just kidding. But let's see. You know, you got the first card out. Now we're going to try to do this. You know, your granddaughter needs to cooperate. You know.
Yeah, she's not cooperating at all. She's only a week old, so.
Yeah. Well, the first three cards that you got here are called Inspiration, Ideals and Inspiration. The second card is Career Transition. And the third card is Breathe. Which actually seems like that pretty much fits it right now, doesn't it? I need to relax. I need to calm down. I don't want to go postal.
Yeah.
Now, see, the first card is Ideals and Inspiration. And what it's saying is you have a lot of ideals that you're inspired to follow through with, and you should. Now, the Career Transition, this is Archangel Shamuel. And people are like, that's the angel of love. Why would it be, you know, the Career Transition? It's the ideal of finding what you love to do. It's the ideal of looking into your life and the ideal of what happiness is. And see, people say, I'm dedicated and focused on having a happy life, but they work a job they don't like. That's a contradiction.
Okay,
so what it's saying is your ideal is an inspiration, Eve. It's the ideal. A lot of things I have problems with people, they keep coming to me and saying, well, I would start a business if I had the financing. They don't realize they just capped it right there. By saying, I would, but I can't, unless... See, they're putting a limitation on it by saying, I have to have the money before I can start a business. They don't realize businesses start way before there's any capital.
Yep, that's true.
And I can tell you some stories about actually having my own business and actually owning half a shop that didn't cost me a dime, which is being in the right place at the right time. Okay? And I think the reason we're looking at the ideal is your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change. Archangel Shamuel. I always tell people, okay, you hear the Archangel? Find some literature. Do some research on this guy. This is the angel of love. It's the idea of pointing things out to you in a direction of focusing on self-love is the ideal that the more you love what you do, the more it benefits people. The more you benefit people, the more it comes back to you tenfold. It's all like we always talk about God and angels and that stuff, and they talk about the Omega. The Omega is like a big circle. And that's how energy works. It's continuous. It's not a two-way street. See, two-way streets have stop signs. Okay?
That's true. Yeah.
Right. But the Omega, if you put it right in the percentage, it's like, okay, it's a continuous thing. And it's like showing you. That's how life is. You can continuously keep doing these things. But the angel of love is the energy that we're focusing on. Is that when you love, you can attract every and think. That's what they always say: your manifestations, your affirmations, and the idea of focusing on a positive life is attracting to you every good thing to you. Positive energy. The only energy I know of is love. Okay. And then you have negative energy, which is bad. But you know, if you look at the situation, it might have 10 or 20 different names it's called. But when you look at the core of it, it's love and hate. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Look at somebody when they hate their job, they pretty much hate their lives and they hate themselves. And they can't figure out how come I can't get nowhere? Because you don't want to. Because you hate yourself. But you look at people out there who. No matter if it doesn't matter if they're millionaires or not, the people out there who actually love what they do seem to prosper and prosper and prosper. Why is that?
Well, I would imagine it's because they love their jobs and they love their show.
They love my show? Oh, I'm just kidding.
No.
But,
well,
that's right.
Like, we'll probably love your show too. So.
Yeah, you guessed it.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So, sweetie, when was you born?
When was I born?
Yeah, when?
January 25th, 1953.
1953, January what?
25th.
January 25th. That would make you Aquarius, right?
It does.
Okay. Here's we always sit there and do a test question, everybody. On the zodiac, what is Aquarius? Is it a water sign, an air sign, or a fire sign, or an earth sign?
A water sign.
Nah, wrong answer.
Uh-oh.
Aquarius.
Air?
It's air.
Air. Well, yeah. I knew I was one of the other air or water. Mostly I'm full of hot air, but you know.
Right, but it's like looking at the video, the age of Aquarius.
That's right.
There's all those
what?
Balloons heading up
yeah,
in the air.
That's right. Exactly.
It's not the fish in the ocean. Oh, okay. No, it's okay. You know, it's amazing how people just think. That one lady was like, I know what this is. And I said, go look it up. And she looked it up and she's like, oh, shoot. It's okay. Now you know. That's all it's about. It was also another thing, too, sweet. Here it is. It's a test for you, okay? Okay, I'm going to give you some numbers.
Okay.
Okay, here's the numbers. Okay, 2, 4, 6. 8, 10. Now, what your job is to tell me what numbers are missing.
1, 3, 5, 7, 9.
Wrong answer. The answer is there are no numbers missing. I just gave you some numbers, but you see how fast your mind went to the lack of?
Oh, yeah, okay, I got
you. Okay, so what we're trying to teach everybody to do is realize that how spontaneously your mind will go there, but don't let that defeat you because you still have control of the whole thing to realize that. Once you realize that, then you make an effort to don't feed into the lack of. If you look at people going, okay, this guy's not what I want him to be. He doesn't do this. They don't realize at the time they're describing this man, they're also describing the things, she's also describing the things that's missing in her own life. And that she's mad because he didn't fulfill that. So see, she's not looking for her significant other. She's not looking for a twin flame. She's looking for a relationship. She's looking for somebody to fix her. Okay? And it could be a he. I'm just saying, when you hear those things, you also ask yourself, do I do those kind of things? This is a place to start, to go within yourself, to go, okay, let's check this out. Let's look at some things. So I'm really sensitive. Is that a bad thing or a good thing? See, that's the whole thing. Anything that's negative can be turned into a positive. That's why they always say that the evil or the devil or that kind of stuff have a tendency to get ticked off because they don't want you to do that. They want you to keep feeding into it, so therefore they can tap into your ego and make you think life is full of fear. Remember the next time you buy insurance, you're buying into fear. So I was there to say, well, they changed the commercials to buy insurance to, hey, buy extortion. Anyway.
I feel really smart now, so.
It's like, look back in the day, okay? Seriously, look back in the day. Trace it back, and you'll realize that insurance starts changing into protection, which is mafia, which is, you know, it's extortion. That's all I can say, man, extortion. Because it's like, give us your money. Oh, you had an accident? We might give it back to you. Well, you're the okay. So we have Archangel Shamuel. There's actually a really good book out there called, if I can find it, in my library here. But I think it's here it is. I did find it. It's a book by Doreen Virtue called "Archangels and Ascended Masters: A Guide to Working and Healing with Divinities and Dentities." It's a really cool book. It's got my massage DVD in here. Oops, wrong one. Anyway. It wasn't fun to hear that chapter, but it's a really good book because it goes over all the archangels. And what's so funny about this, what's so good about this book is, when I say archangels, I'll give you an idea real quick. Let me find the index here. There are, let me see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 archangels.
Wow.
It's also, it looks over Ascended Masters, gives you an insight as to what is Ascended Master. and the archangels. There's also Archangel Sandalphon and Archangel Metatron. We're actually were supposedly human beings at one time, and that they were so, I don't know if you want to say divine, so spiritual or whatever it is, that they were actually able to become archangels. Now your third card is actually breathe. Take several breaths and exhale slowly to awaken your energy and to release old patterns. Now, when you look at that whole thing, we can read the definition with Archangel Raphael. What it's saying is the idea of old patterns is the idea of realizing that everything happened yesterday, everything that happened in the past up to 2 minutes ago or even a second ago no longer exists. It's over. And the only reason it continues to do what it does is because you allow it to. But it's actually based on memory because it's in your head. And you hate to say it that way, but anything that's considered the past, if you see it, even if we do past life regressions and past life readings, you're only seeing shadows of what was.
Okay.
And you're usually allowed to see those things just in the possibility of seeing something maybe you're still hanging on to, something about yourself, something that you continue to do. The one thing that really works against people is when they start saying, I'm a stupid ass. They might say in a joking way, but see the mind still hears it.
True.
And it reacts. It's like telling people to go get a book on how emotions affect the body. But take it once, and people go, well, hey, you know, that's, what is that, psychology? Okay, then go get you a book on how emotions affect water. And then you'll get an idea of why emotions affect us the way they do, because we're like 96% water. And it's a really interesting subject, because I saw where they show one where the water was subjected to hate. It almost looked like someone had dropped a used cigarette butt into the water. It turned yellow. It crystallized, all kinds of things. Really nasty.
Yeah.
But then it showed how the body reacts when it's subjected to positive thoughts, positive emotions. And the water turns into these things that look like snowflakes.
That's pretty cool.
Right. So, but, you know, it's like looking at the thing, go, how come? That's why we say that you need to focus on going within yourself. When you go within yourself, it's a connection to your spirit, spiritual self, to realize that you're a spiritual being in a human body, not the other way around. So you stop letting the body make the decisions for you. I always said this before. I look at people and go, okay, you're letting your body and your emotions make your decisions for you instead of using them like they were for. Emotions are to express. Okay?
Okay.
So when you love somebody, you express it. You don't express.
No.
Or the biggest thing I've found lately is women. I'm going to say that because 98% of my clientele are women. And I work with a lot of women, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed this one thing. The biggest thing that people keep asking is, how does he feel? What does he want? And I say, who gives a hoot? That's not what's important. Because, see, if we're focusing on reflections, what are you reflecting to him? If he runs away from you, what did you reflect? It's not a bad thing or a good thing. It's just the ideal. Like I said before, if you're in a situation where you're confused, you're looking for a place to start. The best place to start is with you. I just had a situation where I worked with some lady who's basically said, it was kind of funny, it was a contradicting statement, I think, of someone saying, I'm listening to my angels and guides, and I'm doing exactly what I want to do. And people go, what's wrong with that statement? Because basically it's a contradiction, because you just said, I'm going to do what I want to do. But you're saying you're listening to your angels and guides? Okay, I'll give you the credit. Maybe you're listening, but are you following through?
Right.
Because what I'm saying is, in the situation of listening to people, everybody's waiting for somebody else to do something else. Like the women are sitting there going, okay, how's he feel? Which means they're waiting for him to express what they sense, what they feel with him in the first place. Okay?
Okay.
Why it's so confusing is because they're trying to use their head to figure it out. When everybody says we have a connection, why are they not using the connection to figure it out? Sometimes they're scared. Maybe they're scared to see that. Maybe there's not a connection as much as they think there is. So we all said, take a step back and we go, you know something? What do I want? Because we were sitting talking to a lady tonight. I was doing a reading for a lady tonight with a service that I use and work for. And the lady was like asking questions. But the answer kept on coming up that she needed to work on herself. And she goes, well, I was wishing that he would make, you know, express himself or do something. And I said, dear, the stronger you are, the more he's going to see that strength. To the point where that's where he wants to be at. To the point where he starts, what? He starts working on himself and starts changing himself. So in the process of helping somebody else, the first thing you need to do is help yourself. Like that one little saying it says, okay? Listen, it's like you can use this as an affirmation because it's a really cool one. As you heal yourself, so do you heal the world.
That is pretty cool.
So if you have a person that's right there in front of you and you're trying to figure out, okay, what the hell is wrong with this guy? There's nothing wrong with him, really. He's just basically expressing to you what he can. Because the lady was, okay, I remember the reading when she was here talking. She goes, this guy's acting really mean to her. He wants her to buy him gifts. He wants him to do all this stuff. So what's he giving you? And she said, he gave me a kiss once. But he wanted her to. But he wanted her to buy him a laptop.
Oh. Okay.
So he is a person who is not reflecting. Because I told her, so look at your list. Doesn't it say that you want someone who wants you for who you are? Doesn't it also say that you want to find someone who's emotionally available? And she goes, well, he's almost the whole picture except for he's mean. I said, yes, dear, he is mean, but that's the sign, isn't it? You want the whole picture, but you're willing to accept a copy. Do art dealers actually go and buy copies? No, they don't. They go get what they want. They go buy themselves what? An original.
Yeah,
that's the whole point about relationships is original. To realize that when you meet the one, if you change your life and you say, I don't want those old past relationships I've had before, I want new. Well, when the next one comes into your life, it's going to be totally new. It's going to be something that you probably won't recognize unless you've done the work on yourself, which means it's a reflection of you. So take a deep breath and go, okay, Archangel Raphael, what do I need to heal? What do I need to let go? What are those patterns I need to let go of? And just listen. I don't know why you can't call it in if it was about a relationship or not. I just feel like you needed to hear that. So that's your first three cards. Now we're doing a pyramid here, so just bear with me, okay? We have three more cards, okay? And I want you now, this is kind of funny too, because you haven't really asked a question, not really.
No, not really.
But the next two cards might help you out, okay? In the process of pursuing what you need to do with your life is your life purpose, what you love, you know, like a career and what you really want to do, okay? It also shows romance. It also says divine timing. Now, when you look at these things, you take a deep breath and ask yourself, what is divine timing? Of course, people will sit here and tell you that has to do with angels and heaven and how the universe works and aligning things up for you. That's part of it. But it's also, we're also co-creators with God, too, and the angels to create this. And we're actually trying to create what we want, as in our visions. So when it says divine timing, it says the more you work on you, the more you start really realizing exactly what you want and that you can actually have it.
Okay.
Everything starts falling into place. The divine timing changes too. They say we're looking out at 6 months. Don't see no relationship for this lady for 6 months. And she's like, what? I said, yeah, but see, you haven't really, as in the process of doing this reading, you haven't really had time to actually do the work. Once you start doing the work, you're letting down your resistance. The more you let down your resistance of saying, I'm open to receive, the timing changes and things start getting closer. The more ready you are, the more you find out who you are, the more stronger you are within yourself to sit there and say, okay, this guy cannot be the person. He hit five. Of course you think you should give him. I think when you meet somebody, they say you should hold out for the whole list of 10 because sometimes a person doesn't really show himself completely, which with this society, that's true. Yeah. But it's also an individual thing. If you are a person that walks right into things and go, okay, this is the person. I feel the connection. Here's my phone number. Give me a call. If that's the kind of person you are, then the person you meet is going to react to who you are. That's what I told my daughter. She was like, you can't meet these girls on these dating services. Give me your freaking phone number and give me a call. I said, yes, I can. Because the person I'm supposed to be with will be just like me. So what I put out there, I'll get back. And that's how it works. If you want to sit and play it the way the world does it, then I guarantee you in 6 months or to a year, and maybe you might last a little bit longer, but I guarantee you'll end up in divorce. But if you do it the spiritual way, you have a whole lot more chance of doing that.
I can agree with that.
You disagree?
No, I said I can agree with that.
Yeah, so we look at the whole thing. What is a relationship anyway? It's between two people. You know, they say it takes a neighborhood to raise a kid. But I think there's a lot of lazy people in that neighborhood. That's my opinion, okay? Because, I mean, I've raised my kids before. And sure, I think the interactions and that kind of stuff of nurturing a kid and nurturing a kid's personality maybe takes a whole neighborhood and interaction with you know, society, of course, communion, you know. I'll go with that. But to raise my kid, that is like that's a 20th century bullshit. Because it's like, oh, we have jobs, we have this and this. But we've also basically let the world dictate exactly how we're supposed to do it. My boss says I got to do this. Or my business says I have to do all these things. They don't realize that when you take a step back and look at these things, the reason they're controlling you is because you're allowing them to. You need to take a firm step and say no more. Seriously. And so, okay, I've seen too many situations where one particular woman was doing that. She got herself a life coach. The life coach said, you're only going to check your emails 3 times a day. You're going to do this, and you're only going to work 8 hours a day. Because what our goal is to have you have more fun and more interactions with your family. Why? Because you don't see anybody's tombstone that says, I wish I would have worked more. You just don't. Okay? The purpose of, and I think the reason where I think a lot of information is coming through to you because of, I don't know if you have a business, if you don't, you should. And it's saying that when you do that, you dictate how that goes, not your customers. You run your business. I've had some people going, customer's always right in the real world, but in this world, no. You're only right if it goes along with exactly what the thing is laid out to do. No more, no doubt. You're not going to come in here and go, okay, I'm right. Because that's intimidation, that's manipulation. We're looking
right.
At this. But I also, you have to put it out there and say, okay, why would that happen to me? It doesn't happen to me. I have so many people who come to me who sit down and talk and no manipulation. They actually give me more than what I'm asking for. And the reason, what the difference is the ideal giving. All you have to do is make sure you give yourself completely with your service. Not completely of yourself. You know, you don't give anything. What I'm saying is, you don't give up yourself. You are who you are. That's the strength of your business. That's the strength of your life. That's the strength of who you are. You don't give that up, but you can give 100% of your service of what you're meant to do. So when you're talking to somebody or you're working with a client or whatever it is, be there and give yourself 100%. When you're at home with your wife or your husband, whatever it is, be there 100%. Don't think about where you could be because it's giving you insights to your life and realizing why is there chaos? Because you're all over the place. Once you start focusing on the foundation within yourself and realizing that when you're there, that's the only moment it really does exist. That's what they call living in the now. When you're there, you're there. The more you do that, the more you're going to see positive changes in your life because you're putting 100% in everything you do.
Okay.
When you sit, like for example, I'm sitting here I'm doing readings and stuff. When I do readings, I don't sit there and go, I wonder if I'm going to get any calls today. I wonder if anybody's going to contact me today. See, that's a wandering and it's chaotic. It's scattered. But when you sit down and go, or you can do like this. It's like it's a question and answering thing that you do for yourself. You sit down and go, okay, Donnie, what are you going to do today? 20 readings. So you don't hesitate. You just put it out there. That's how the world works. Whatever you want, you put it out there like you already got it. And my phone rings off the hook. And when people ask me, it doesn't matter what's really going on because as long as I keep focusing on seeing that vision, it will be exactly what I say it is. So when people look at me and say, okay, when you work, do you get any calls? All the time. How many calls do you get all the day? As many as I need. I have an unlimited source of phone calls coming in all the time. I even changed up my journal. I used to sit there and say, I want 20 readings today. And I, every once in a while, I'll sit there and say, I say thank you for getting over 20 readings today. Never really making it a concrete thing. It's always continuous. So I said, well, how can I make it more continuous? I started writing down somewhere in the context of my journal, focusing on visualizations as an unlimited flow. An unlimited flow of clients, money, love, prosperity. What, you know, I got a list of them. And I just keep focusing and focusing and focusing to the point where when people talk to me, they go, you know, the economy sucks. I said, what's the economy? The economy is a world thing. It's a mass consciousness in a negative way. What we're trying to do is focus on mass consciousness in a positive way of saying that the world is prosperous. It's based on thought. If you sort of look at everybody out there, you know, the news is the worst. And, you know, last year the economy sucked. I'm like, really? I made so much money last year. I met so many people. I worked with so many clients. And that's what I keep focusing on. You know, I have some friends who go on their sites and they go, there's 30 people on there. I'll never get any calls. You know, your wish is my command. Boop. And you get no calls. I go on the line like I'm the only person in the world. So therefore, everybody has to call me. But I also look at those other people, too, like this, okay? Especially if you're working for yourself. Even if you're not working yourself, I think you should also do it for a business. That everybody out there, it's like you focus and say, I'm very prosperous and abundant. I have everything I want, need, desire coming to me all the time. I have an unlimited flow of money, all, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And that's how my life is. And everybody out there is also the same as me. We're all prosperous. We're all abundant. We all have money coming to us. You know why? Because success of a business relies on clients who are also abundant and prosperous. So it's a continuous circle. It's a continuous cycle. So when you wish success on someone else, you're just blessing yourself. And that's how it works. But it says romance and divine timing for you. So it's showing you that the success that you're looking for is going to bring not just the ideal of what you love to do, the money you'd love to make, but also things that are happening with your relationships in your life. There's another book, too, I want to bring to everybody's attention and yours. It's called The Angel. Actually, no, it's not. It's called The Angels Within Us. It's by a guy named John Randolph Price. And in that book, it basically goes over the 22 angels that govern the inner gateways, our inner selves, abundance, prosperity, relationships, and that kind of stuff. And there's one angel in there called the Angel of Loving Relationships. Okay? Now,
okay.
If you listen to the angel, okay? The Angel of Loving Relationships. What it says, and I've been writing, I just started writing this column, what our agenda is to show everybody how you treat everybody else is depending on how you treat yourself. First thing you should do when you're, you know, in the process of finding a significant other, you should write a list about yourself. Okay, who am I? What do I want to be? If like you're looking, okay, loving, caring, faithful, write out this list, and then you go over the list and go, okay, is that me? If it's not you, the good news is you can be that. You know? It's like you're a mask. You're like a piece of clay. Start molding yourself into what you really want to be. Don't be surprised if you find out you've always been that. It's just the idea of realizing your talents and who you are within yourself. The world's been dictating a lot of things for you. And realize that you are this loving, caring person. And it's okay to let it out. A lot of people think they have to protect themselves. You don't have to protect yourself because you can protect yourself. You can put protection around you. But, you know, there's different ways of doing that where you don't have to give up anything about who you are. Which if you look at relationships right now, a lot of people are not really finding things out there, not really allowing things to happen because they're not really allowing things to happen with themselves. And it's a sad thing, too, because relationships are based on honesty. And if you're not being honest with yourself, you pretty much already put a cap on a failure. And we don't want to do that. No. We don't want to do that. Just don't want to do that. Okay, I'm sorry. Did I say that loud? I'm just saying, when you sit there, I'm going to put your final card up here. See, your final card is kind of cool. I like this. Answered prayers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Everything, so So everything. So you look at the cars, right? Now when I do the big one, when I do the big seven cars, we usually go down right and left, okay? Now if you look at the cars right here, with our three cards, we can do the same thing. You look down the right side, it says answered prayers, divine timing, breathe. Okay, that's pretty much self-explanatory, isn't it? Your prayers have been answered. It's divine timing. What you need to do is learn how to breathe, to let go. When you catch yourself focusing and thinking about too many things that's out there, take a deep breath, let it go, until you can feel that weight on your shoulders gone. And the reason I say, I was talking to my friend earlier today, too, and I was saying, this is how I deal with this relationship that I have that I really feel. That's gonna. It's just one of those things. Things are lining themselves up right now that me and this woman should be living together, and being together, and sharing together as in a relationship romantically. It should be happening anytime. I feel like it's happening now. And I told her, I said, how do I deal with this? I know it's gonna happen. I know it's happening. I know what's going on between the two of us. I know what's up. It doesn't matter what's happening in her life right now. It really doesn't matter what's going on in my life right now. It's just the ideal of living. And telling yourself that everything's a certainty. Success is a certainty. Romance is a certainty. Love is a certainty. It's just a certain thing. It's already what it is. So what I need to do is learn how to go with the flow and live the moment. What is happening right now? I'm talking to you. That's all.
Yep.
That is the only thing that is important right at this moment is for you to listen.
And I'm doing that.
And for me to express exactly what's coming through me at this moment to make sure, and I know you're a very intelligent woman, and but I also feel like one thing you need to be told is that you are a gift. And what you need to do is find a person in your life that sees you as the gift that you are.
Okay.
That's all you need to do.
All right.
Okay. It's the same thing with work, life, and clients. I have people come to me all the time, man, you're great, you're fantastic. See, they see it. And those are the best readings and the best sessions and just the situation. I have a lady, I remember when I first got my real first shop when I was in Colorado, and one of the ladies that came in there, I remember this reading so clearly. She comes in here, she goes, I want you to tell me something right now that I know that you're real. I looked her right in the face, I said, you want to smack your sister. And she said, I'm sitting down. I need to get a reading from you. I said, really?
Oh,
and she's like, yes, because she said, my sister has got me so mad right now. And I just want to smack her. And she said, you hit that round the head. So he got me. And she's been my friend for almost 6 years.
Wonderful.
So I'm saying with the situation of those things, and you know, it's like looking at what you're looking for. And I don't, you know, I just won't. I feel like there's so many changes coming in your life that you just said, it's almost like it's like sitting in a canoe and taking the oars and going, forget this. I don't need control. I just want to throw them off and just go with the flow because it looks so good.
Yes, that would be nice.
It would be nice? It is that nice. Maybe I should come to your house with a sledgehammer to knock the wall down so you can see it too.
Okay, that's the plan.
Okay.
I need to do some renovations anyhow, so come on with the sledgehammer. We'll renovate house and body.
But I also want you to say, see, we look down the right side. Our right side says, answer prayers, divine timing, breathe, let go. Then on the other side, on the left side, it says, answer prayers, romance, and ideals, and inspiration. Because it's like the ideal of almost like a romantic relationship being so inspirational that it's not just the ideal of insights on how to express to oneself, but it's also realizing that you can do the same with anything you want.
Okay.
Career, whatever. Does this make sense to you?
It does. Yeah, it really does.
And I'm just looking at the situation going, you know something? It's just one of those things that people don't realize. I was starting to tell this one guy, I said, this is the way it works, man. You're a rose. You're unfolding. But if you get mad and get angry, it's like a guy taking a rose and pounding it on the table because he wants it to happen now. He didn't just destroy the rose. He destroyed the experience.
Yeah.
And that's why I say when you meet somebody, what really takes a lot of life out of a relationship and the experience is when you got to figure somebody out. In the process of trying to figure, don't try to figure somebody out. Do you want to be a girlfriend? A wife? Or do you want to be a therapist?
Yeah, really.
Because the very first time you ask the question, what's he doing? What's he thinking? You're a therapist.
That's true.
So you sit and look at the situation, look at the guy in the face and go, you know something? I wish people would be more bold like this too, because you're justified. You really are. To sit here and look at someone in the face and go, you know, buddy, when you get things figured out and you know who you are, give me a call. But until then, don't. Call yourself. Because all you're doing is, it's not my job. It's nobody's job to make you happy but yourself. And that's not a mean thing. If you sit there and do the work, when you really just start discovering who you are, you have this anticipation. What more is there to me? What more is there to life? Then you start looking at life enthusiasm as well. The book will be out in January. No, I'm just kidding. But I tell people all the time, that's the biggest thing, the unfolding of who you are. You know, don't be scared of who you are. Maybe you are a bastard, but you know something? That's you. That's who you are. If you don't like it, the only person who can change that is you. But, you know, when people start saying, I don't like you, maybe you really don't like them either. But look at yourself. I used to have people look at me all the time and say, you're too sensitive. And that's before I started doing this kind of work. Then I started realizing that they wasn't criticizing me. They were actually giving me some answers of what I should be doing with my life. I wasn't listening. I was being too much of a victim. They're picking on me. They wasn't picking on me. Maybe they were in their minds, or maybe they wasn't. But it was a sign. It was a freaking answer to the questions I've been asking. And all of a sudden I listen and go, hold up. Of course I'm too sensitive. I'm psychic. So, you know, it's one of those things of realizations and stuff like that. And in working with people and couples, I was doing that through all through high school. And all of a sudden I woke up one day and realized that all the things that I was really good at, I wasn't doing. I was working construction, which I hated. And I started noticing that with the jobs I had, there was so much drama and so much chaos. As soon as I started doing psychic work, sure, I talked to people all the time. It was when you learn how to be good for everybody else and realize you don't have to be emotional. You're actually more productive. I mean, you can still like people. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, realize that their problems are not your problems.
Right.
And the more you focus on the solution of how you can deal with it and help them, you find the solutions for everything. And then you start thinking, and then you start realizing you're in this habit of finding a solution, which actually makes your life easier, but also helps you help your client. I always sit there and say that doing this kind of work, I think I probably saved myself 20 years of therapy. Because every session I do with anybody, with you, I see things. And I learn things about myself. I mean, that last part I just told you, I was like, whoa. You know, the angels, my angels and guides and God's coming through on those because I had shivers myself.
Wow.
So it's like, look at the thing. Yes. Yes, sweetie, we love you, so you better love yourself.
Well, that sounds like a plan.
I'm just saying, with the situation, you know, it's like, look at the situation of babies crying and that kind of stuff. Sometimes the situation, all you need to do is just send them more love. Put your hands on their head and go, you're okay. Start off young. It's been a proven fact that when people tell you things, your body has a tendency to react right then and there. So people say you're stupid. You know you're not. But the emotions still makes you think, maybe I am.
Yeah.
Of course you kick in and go, no, no, no. And some people don't. The one thing that will hurt you the most is that little voice inside you.
So that's very true.
Yeah, so you get to know the voice and realize it's you. So when people say you're an idiot, you look them right in the face and go, yes, but this idiot gets paid. For example, I had a lady come in my shop one time and she said, she goes, how much is it? I said, $25 for 15 minutes. And she goes, I think that's too expensive. I came right back and said, I don't think so. And I'll tell you why. See, I didn't sit there and start questioning it. I came right back because it was one of those things of realizing the process of really doing the work with spirituality, it gave me the courage to stand up for my beliefs, to say, this is why I think, this is why I'm doing this. You're getting 20 years experience in 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's telling them like it is and being true to yourself.
So when are you going to start doing that too?
Well, you know what? I do. I do a lot of, I mean, I try to do that a lot of times.
Uh-huh.
But some of my circumstances that I've been going through have not always, I don't want to say not allow me to, because as you say, you know, I am responsible for how I react and how I think and all that.
Yes.
But just some of my circumstances have not always let me do that. That's the only way I can say it too.
Okay, then change your perceptions, change your circumstances, change your thinking, change your life.
Well, that's, some of that I had no control over, okay? I mean, you know, there are certain circumstances I had absolutely no control over.
Okay, well, I think you should call me sometime, sit down and talk, and I'll show you that you could have. So therefore,
in the future,
you can change things. People think that death and these other things, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, didn't he?
Yes. And I really wish he would have raised my husband and my son, too. You know, I had a long talk with him, and he did not listen, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, perception is everything. Because the one thing I get a lot of people sitting here going, you can't, in the process of doing certain positive thinking and focusing, you know, I don't want to manipulate anybody. They don't realize what you're actually doing in the process of positive affirmations and positive thinking is you're just aligning things up the way they were supposed to happen in the first place. In a positive way. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's bad things that happen from time to time, but also with that kind of focus, it teaches you one thing, too, that sometimes it just makes it easier to get through those situations of realizing that we don't have to hang on to things like the world says we do. I mean, we got people hanging on to marriages and married people and death and past ones for years, not realizing that all they're doing is more of a self-focusing on themselves and saying, hey, it's all about me. And also we all lose touch of the person who passed away. And I've done a lot of work with this stuff, too, where you don't realize. If you attach yourself to someone who's passed away, do you realize how hard it is for them to move on?
I do and I don't. I mean, you know, I guess it's just how long it takes you to let go and knowing that once you let go, you've allowed that person to go on. There's a part of you that doesn't want to lose that the essence of that person in that way.
That's true, too. But see, the love, the essence, never dies.
That's true. That's
very
true.
Because you're still hanging on to the physical part, the body, not realizing that body is like, it's like your car. You know, do people really think about their car after they sell it?
Nope.
No, they don't. They find another skin, put it on, head down the road. Reincarnation. But, you know, it's like looking at the situation of looking at past ones. It actually gives you a sense of freedom that they can actually, realistically, in some sense of the word, come and go as they will, you know, as they choose. It's just that sometimes you have to realize that when they do pass over, there might be another mission that they might not be around. But it's amazing how people have that feeling within themselves when that person is around, not realizing the connection will always be there. The love will always be there. The essence of that person will never go anyway. So, you know, if you want to mourn that body, that's your prerogative. But it's like I read the Bible. I can't, you know, I'm not good at verses and reciting all that kind of stuff where I can say, go to Matthew 8:16, whatever. But I can't remember certain things that stick with me. And one of them was, you should never mourn for somebody more than 30 days.
Really?
Yes, you should never mourn for somebody more than 30 days because realistically, there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can change.
That's true. Common sense tells you that's true. You cannot change that at all. I mean, you know, there's nothing you can do to change that.
And then we have the twist of the world who says you have to, so that you feel, some people feel like if they don't do that kind of mourning, that they're bad people, not realizing if you can really take yourself emotionally away from things, it's just to realize at that moment, that person has passed away. Their life has come to, at that point, as their progression or their transition, the transition went from one to the other. So they're off somewhere else doing who knows what they're doing. I guess I could tell you that. I'm just saying there's a progression, ascension, go boom, okay, we're going from here to here. But see, you're still here. There's things that have to be done. You know, we have a lot of families that are sitting there going, people getting, I mean, some of the things that happen, it's the ideal of realizing things. Like we were sitting talking before today, what's sin? Does anybody know what the definition of sin is? It's actually, the definition is the lack of. When people feel the lack of love, they do things to themselves, to other people, that they would not normally do. See the sin part? Okay, I have no one to love, or my loved one passed away. So they want to get drunk. They want to do these abusive things to themselves, not realizing and this illusion of the lack of has made them think that they don't have anything. Not realizing it was just another thing. It was showing them that the process of, I always feel like everything happens, there's something to be learned with it. So if someone passes away, you know, it's like if we sit here and really look at the reflections and things that are going on at that moment, maybe it's telling us as this person's passing on, maybe there's some other things we should let go of too. So it's all learning lessons to help you become a stronger person, and that strength you grow as a spiritual person. It's like I told this lady, she was sitting there talking about the whole thing. Well, you know, she's really feeding into the human self. I said, why don't you go outside and ask your car what you should do? She goes, what do you mean by that? I said, well, your body's being affected by this emotional stuff. Like they said, love is not love. It's just a chemical reaction in your body, blah, blah, blah. I said, no, there's actually a separation between the two. There's a spirit and there's a body. I mean, it's like saying, you know, my car broke down. I will get another transmission or get another thing, you know, that you fix those things up. Do you know people actually treat their cars better than they treat their own bodies?
Sure, that I believe.
They say you should cleanse your body. You should do a cleansing on yourself between, I think it's either 3 to 6 months or 6 months to a year. At least two to three cleansings. Cleansing a year. And I remember this guy. I heard this guy say this at the GNC store. He said it's amazing that you'll go and get an oil change for your car because you know it makes your car more efficient, and it makes your car last longer. But we don't do things like that to our own bodies.
Right.
So it's the same thing.
I agree with that.
And same thing with emotions. We don't realize that all these emotions that we're hanging on to and all these emotions, when I say emotions, it's like watching somebody pull out cards and pictures of somebody they're no longer with, crying about it, and then ask himself, how come I can't find nobody else? I think because you haven't let this dude go. I might be wrong, but I think we're onto something here. And it's like looking at people going, you have all this weight on your shoulders. You have all this baggage. Do you realize that if you would have listened, in some sense of the word, like the Bible says, you should save yourself for one person. There's no sex before marriage. There's no, you know, basically what's saying that you should save yourself for your one and only. Dating is something, it's a human concept, okay? And I said, just think about this for a minute. If you listened to that, just that one thing, you would have realized that God's not trying to control you. He's trying to protect you from yourself. Because if you would have listened to that one, just that one thing, do you realize how much baggage you wouldn't have?
That's true.
So it's one of those things that we all sit there and look at the situation and say, okay, nobody's going to control me. Well, maybe somebody should because you're out of control. Because you're like, you know, it's like I've always said, when a person looks you in the face and says, I'm going to do what I want to do, I got control of my body, I'm going to sit there and tell you that's the most out of control person who has no control of their life at all. And they're trying to find little bits and pieces to control.
Yeah. I can see that.
Well, we have a couple other people in the queue. So I just want to sit there and ask you that with all everything that's been said, I hope we helped you out. If you have a couple questions you want to ask real quick, please go right ahead and do it.
No, I mean, everything you said, you know, has made a whole lot of sense. Some things are easier said than done.
Yeah, I could have said it differently.
I'm sorry?
You said, so what you're saying, I could have said it differently?
No, I said some things are easier said than done. You know,
it's
not that you could have said them differently. It's just that it's, even though I'm hearing you and I'm understanding you, mm-hmm. it's not always as easy for me, being a female, which I am sure is a little different than being a male, though I wouldn't know that personally, but anyhow, you know... I guess we tend to wear our heart on our sleeves more, and our emotions are a little different. I'm kind of wondering, I know you have children, you have a daughter, you know, you spoke to your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
If your daughter was taken from you, would this be so easy for you to do? You know,
yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Hey, well, you know, it's one of those things where you look at situations. I've had a lot of people taken. I had a cousin who was the same age as I am, that when we were 26, he died. And you do have a tendency to look over certain things, and was it easy to let him go? For some reason, it was. And I think it's because just knowing that the spiritual realm does exist and everything that goes along with it, for some reason, it made it easier. And I wish everybody else had the insights that I do to make those kind of things easier for you. But if my daughter did pass away, we've already gone through this a million times with my mom, and she's like, well, you know, people are doing this, and she's going to do this, she's going to hurt herself, and maybe she'll get killed. I said, maybe she will, but we have to look at the situation and tell ourselves. We've raised them, we've given them everything we can, but they make mistakes. And anything happens to them, it's because of the consequences of their actions, not because we didn't do something wrong. I just had this with a friend of mine. She was getting so caught in her because her daughter quit school. And she was quit college, and she was just so taking it so personal and saying, you know, hey, what did I do wrong? And it's realistically, if you look at the situations, you have to, when people, my daughter's 26, and it's like looking at people going, they're adults. Does it make it easier? No, but it's not impossible to try to understand. That's what I was saying with you. You're saying some things, it's not easy, but it's not impossible. And everything's possible. Everything.
Yeah, I mean, I know everything is possible. I mean, because I've been in touch with the spirit world. I've been able to see spirits since I've been 8 years old. I know there's a spiritual realm. I know my son and my husband virtually are a whole lot better off than me. And you're right. It is the physical presence of them that I truly, truly miss.
Yeah, interaction.
Yeah, and I'm just, you know, and even though I know I can interact with them,
mm-hmm.
to a point, because there are times that I'm really stressed and I'm really upset that I will feel my son playing with my hair,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, he'll let me know that he's around me. I can feel his energy. It's very comforting. It is mm-hmm. very, very comforting. And so I can agree with everything you're saying. It's just the human, you know, the really deep human aspect of everything. Every part of me is just really still mourning the physical presence that I can't reach out and just put my arms around my son.
Right.
You know, that's the part, that's the really hard part that I'm having, you know, that I'm dealing with right now. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, with my husband, it was a little easier because he was my husband, you know. I didn't give birth to him.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want another man in my life? I mean, you know, not right now. You know, I've dated a couple guys. I could care less about them, you know. I don't know how they feel about me and don't really care
mm-hmm.
at this point. But, I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at on this part of my journey. That's where I'm at. Have I bored you to yawning?
No, I've just been working all freaking day and then top of doing the show and working out. I got a couple of new pieces of equipment in the gym finally, and I'm like, oh, great. I went in there and kind of went overboard. But, you know, it's all keeping in shape. No, I was just saying, I don't understand where you're coming from. I mean, like I said before, I used to have, when I lived here in Circleville the first time, I remember after my grandmother passed, it was like living here years afterwards. And I remember this one time, I was, it's kind of crazy to have somebody watch over you, I think. But I remember one time I went to go to the gym. I threw my clothes on the floor looking for a pair of sweats, found them, head out the freaking door. I came back, my clothes were all folded up on the bed. I'm sitting going, hold on for a minute. And then I was like, I have a funny feeling about that. Got a really strong impression of my grandmother. And then one night I was talking to some girl on the phone, and she said, you need to go to bed. I was like, nope, I'm staying up late as I want to. I had one of those floor lamps, the big tall ones that you got to click on and off.
Oh, yeah.
The sucker went off. And I told her, I said, if I got to get up and click that back on, ooh, that's kind of spooky. Sure enough, I got up and had to click that thing back on because someone had literally turned it off right in front of me.
Yeah, that was
drama. Oh, man. So I sit there and said, you know something? Interesting. I think that's when I first started doing phone work on psychic lines and stuff. And you know, people think that's kind of crazy and stuff. And I was like, nope. And I said, and when I see angels, I don't see angels as most people do with wings and that kind of thing. I see pockets of energy.
Right.
And there's a difference between pockets of energy and then actually seeing spirits. There's a difference between a ghost and spirits
right.
and angels. And I was like, I'm sorry, guys, that's what I see, but I know the presence, I know the connection. Maybe it's just me, because I know things on a different level where I see things as energy, so that's why they would present themselves to me as energy. But with you, if you have an image of angels with wings, they would present themselves to you that way too as well, because it makes it easier for you to be comfortable. You
right.
know, if an angel materialized in your freaking bathroom, it would probably, and if you was in the shower, more than likely it would materialize to you as a woman. Because you could deal with that. If it may have materialized in your freaking
right.
bathroom, you'd be going, okay, freaking out. You know,
yeah.
call the cops. There's an angel here. But
and he just happens to be a man. Would you come remove him, please?
Yeah. When sometimes we should look at our angels and go, that wasn't funny. So could you change it to a woman? But, yeah, we were sitting there doing a lot of talking. I really want people to come and tune in my show on Mondays and Wednesdays. We do them 9:30 a.m. in the morning. Going to be doing a lot of things with the alien astronauts and Atlanteans, because I have to keep watching these shows, and it's just, I actually went on Netflix, and Netflix is so cool because you can actually pull up these shows from History Channel and that kind of stuff without having to go buy them. So I was checking out Alien Astronauts, and I keep watching this thing and watching this thing and watching this thing, going, I believe in angels and God too. But when it comes to these images and these little stone, what do you call those, statues and all this other stuff with the Egyptians and all that kind of stuff, and the Mayas and the rocket ships, and in Peru we have these things that look like runways, and when they were sitting there, I thought it was really cool because they brought some things up I never thought about, was whoever put these runways in didn't just put the runways in. They actually cleared the whole top of that plateau off, and there's no residue. There's nothing. Where did it go?
Oh, wow.
Someone sheared the whole top of it off. Now, and I was sitting there going, I said, okay, guys, I can see your theory when you're saying aliens came here and they were looking for these little things where they could actually land. But we're also talking about aliens who have the technology, even if they're coming through wormholes, they still have technology far advanced than Apollo programming, and that's what you're trying to tell me. You're saying an alien here comes in a freaking spaceship that can actually do 120,000, I think what was it, 120, it's like a 1,000 to 2,000 miles per hour, and also make a 90 degree turn without even slowing down. Why would this spacecraft need a runway?
That's true.
So I sit there and say, I'm not saying that these aliens didn't happen and all this technology and all this kind of stuff, but see, the influence of the planet, I think, is more closer to the home. Okay? So we have the Atlanteans. Maybe the Atlanteans were influenced by their technology and their technological know-how and that kind of stuff from an alien race, but they're the one that actually influenced the planet. To give the Egyptians and the Mayas and the idea of building these great monuments, which we're actually getting into a lot of things on this whole thing of realizing that some of these civilizations might have had some technical, like Saul's and stuff like that. There was actually this one, there's a civilization that's actually been basically described as one of the oldest civilizations on the planet. They have these stones. They have these walls and stuff. The only thing different, it's not like the Egyptians. See, the Egyptians, you have stones on top of stones, okay? This civilization has these the carvings in the stone itself that has been said that when you go there, if you push your finger on the engravings on the inside of the stone, you can actually cut your finger, that the cuts are so precise. We're talking 10,000 years ago, okay?
Wow.
And they're also, plus the blocks themselves, you have to pick them up because they interlock. They don't lay on top of each other. They interlock, okay? So you start looking at these things going, okay, we got cuts here. It looks like lasers. This guy found on these stones, he's even found them at the pyramid too. He has actually found saw marks, like electric saws. Yeah. He's actually found these marks on the stones themselves.
Interesting.
Yeah, so tune in Monday. But we're going to be doing a two-hour show on nothing but Atlantean and alien astronauts and that kind of stuff to give you an insight that maybe that what they're saying here is not it's not alien astronauts, it may be Atlantean astronauts, where we're influenced, they were influenced by technology. They had their own Apollo. They had their own Apollo program. I also want to tell everybody who's in the queue right now, stay right where you're at. We're going to get to you. We got 60 seconds left in the show. I just want to thank everybody for being here. I thank everybody out there who's been listening. And like I always say at the end of every show when I get a chance, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And give love where love is given. And we're going to get back to our we're talking to here right now. And we'll see you all tomorrow night at 11. And we'll be here Sunday at 11. But we also have two people in the queue, so you stay right there. And as soon as we get down with the lady we're talking here, we'll be right to you. So hang in there. No commercials here. Commercial free. But but I'm just saying with the situation you got going on with you, you know, there's just so many things happening, and all, and when you really look down at the common denominator or the one thing you need to do that would change everything so freely is just to let go.
Right.
And people don't understand. I always tell people, look at the word. If you want to do, if you want to do this, and just use the word "let go" as your affirmation. Look at it and you do a visualization as you say "let." Let's you, and then you say "let go." As you say "go," feel everything within yourself that needs to be released. Feel it detaching from you and let it go. It's as simple as it is. It's to realize that. See, I always tell people we should fast. We should fast. I think we should all fast. Why? Yep. Because when you fast, you realize one thing in life. Everything's a choice. Everything.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
If you don't want to breathe, stop. If you don't want to eat, well, you just proved it there by fasting. But one thing about fasting will do for you, I tell everybody else, you can go to the store and get a cleansing if you want. But when you do fasting, even if just for 5 days, you don't realize how much toxins and stuff that are taken out of your body that's interfering with how you feel.
That's true. That's very true.
And when you let go of those kind of toxins, the things that you've been having trouble letting go emotionally also seem to be a whole lot easier, too. I had a lady call me. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I fast every now and then. Probably, I want to say 2 or 3 times a month.
2 or 3 times a month?
Yeah. But it's just like maybe one day at a time when I do it. So.
Well, if you get a chance, try it for 5.
Well, I only weigh 95 pounds, so I don't. You know, my fasting as far as, you know, just because, you know, when I fast, I just usually drink something. I don't eat anything. And what I drink is usually coffee or tea. So if I was to really fast for 5 days, there might not be anything left of me.
So you drink coffee? Yeah, drink coffee. Drink coffee or tea in the pursuit of finding me. Sounds like a really cool thing to do. Listen.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was just having, I have a friend of mine, she's not exactly a big person either, and she fasts one time for a whole month. But there's different kinds of fasting too.
Yeah.
That you can actually bring certain things into your body and that kind of thing. But it's also one of the things preparing yourself for it. I've seen a lot of people who when they fast, they prepare themselves for it, and then they notice that when they know the body has said, okay, we're done fasting, all of a sudden the hunger would come back. But during the fasting they didn't seem to have a problem with it. It was almost like they had prepared themselves in a nice focus, I think. Something
right.
I think of.
Exactly.
So, but like I said before, sweetie, I love to work with you and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, if you want to sit down to work sometime, that kind of stuff, I tell people all the time, I don't care anybody. So I think I got the best rates here in town. I mean, I don't think anywhere you can go for a 60-minute session for
$33. Oh, that's pretty cool.
And then we have 90 minutes. I do life coaching and relationship counseling. But I tell everybody, if you would like to sit there and take advantage of those 90-minute to two-hour sessions, they're only $77. $77.77. And I've told people, if you want to group a lot of things in there, like you want to do an angel card reading, and I have two decks of angel cards. I have an Archangel and an Archangel Michael deck, and I have a deck that I was using for, I think, the reading I did for you. This is Healing with the Angels and the Archangel deck. And it's one big deck. We put them together. Same thing with the Archangel Michael and the Archangel Raphael deck. We put them together as one big deck. It's a very intense reading.
Okay. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I tell everybody. I've had people book the $77 ones, which kind of threw me off. I want lots of time. I said, okay, man, we'll just throw it in there. And I tell people, just go ahead and get the session. Because, I mean, when I start getting into these things, I start pulling the cards out. If you can call me on Skype, I can probably even throw a palm reading in the whole thing. And see, I tell people flat out, you might have had palm readings, but I guarantee you've never had a palm reading with me. It's a totally different situation. And I love doing them more in person because I'm an empath, so I get to touch people. So when I sit there and touch the lines on your fingers and your hands, there's so much more in-depth in those things that I've actually had people scoot back from my table for depth. I said, I'm not here to scare you. I just, you know, it's like I'm reading the person themselves. I mean, the first time, I think I was amazed the first time someone walked in and got a reading with me, and I told her to bring something personal. She wanted to talk to her dad, and we wanted to get something personal we connect with, so I could actually get that connection to go. And she came in, and she said, I forgot. But here, take this ring. So we took the ring off, and she just handed it to me. And it was like 2 seconds. I was telling her, I said, your dad gave me this ring. It was a gift. And she's like, whoa. I said, what's wrong? Is it wrong? And she goes, no, you hit the head. You know, poof, whoa. She hit the nail right on the head. And I said, really? I would, you know, it's one of those things. I swear to you. It's almost like everything in life, in the process of learning to let go, works so much better to just let things happen. Because people say, how do you work your psychic ability? It's one of those things where you just do. You just do it.
Yeah, that's true.
You're so intelligent and you're so intuitive. I don't see why. It's not one of the things you have to do for a business or do as a this kind of thing. But I think you'd be really good at it.
Well, you never know. I may step right into that.
You're a very caring person too. So I think that's one thing that we really emphasize on the whole thing of helping people. Because I mean, my biggest thing is to help people realize one thing in life: you can have what you want. And all
right.
The stuff you think that you have to deal with, you're dealing with because you think you have to, because that's what you've been raised or taught. And it's realize that when you really get into the situation and realizing that you are a spiritual being, you start realizing that there no one or no thing has ever hurt you. These are the things that you allowed. And when you start realizing those things, you change the whole format. I mean, we had a lady who came on the show who had a friend who was a realtor. She had a guy that wanted her to show him this house. And it was a very powerful show. For one reason is, the lady that was the realtor, this guy tricked her into going to his house. He beat her up, raped her, he left her for dead.
Oh, wow.
What was so gasping about the whole thing, but I could hear it. I was like, I tell everybody when she was telling us the story. When the lady was asked, whose fault was it? And when she said it was mine, everybody like gasped. Ooh, why are you saying it's yours? Why are you blaming yourself? And she goes, because I made the decision, nobody else.
Yep, I can understand that.
Yeah, everybody said, well, you know, the guy beat you up. She goes, hold on, we're not condoning what he did. What she's saying is, if she would have listened, because she said for a fact, her angels and guides and everybody, all the guidance was there going, do not do this. If she said, even when I was walking up the sidewalk to go in the house, they were telling her, turn around and go home. And she wouldn't listen. She put money first. You see what happens when you put materialistic stuff before yourself? You put yourself in harm's way. And that's what happened with the situation. And people say, well, shoot, that was a kind of a hard lesson, wasn't it? Well, we don't know her. Maybe she needed that kind of wake up. Maybe she had some karma she had to live up to. We don't know. It's none of our business. But the point is, the powerful message that came through was, when you start taking 100% accountability for your life and realize you're making the decisions, there was no surrogate or no substitute teacher, then you start realizing at that moment, since you made the bad decisions, there was also some great things that happened in your life too, and you made the decision to do those things. So it's just the idea of teaching yourself to keep creating the good things instead of the bad.
Yeah, that's true. I totally agree with that.
So you're a wonderful woman, so be one.
Exactly. Exactly, and thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. But please, if I don't hear from you, if you want to do a private reading or not like that, please give us a call back on the show here. At least give us an update on how things are going with your life, and especially with your granddaughter. She seems, where is she?
Well, actually, she's quiet now. She's now, we're back home, and she's in her bed, and she's quiet. She's quiet. It was a loving, soothing, positive thoughts that were sent her way.
Oh, yeah, we sent some energy too, huh?
Yes, most definitely.
See, guys, now that's, if you're listening out there, we just got a really good example of what positive energy can do and positive thoughts. So now it's time to use that stuff in your own life.
That's right.
But it was a pleasure having you on the show. And
thank you.
Thank you for calling. And
thank you. And I will be getting in touch with you.
Okay, I'll be looking forward to it, too. I think it'll be a great session.
Okay, thanks. You have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we got two callers here. Let's see what's up. All right, just go to area code 773. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I don't know.
You don't know, huh?
I'm really, I'll put it like this. I do know, but, you know, it's one of those things. It's all about you.
Okay. Well, I'm great. You didn't ask me, but I'm great.
I did, but I just never said it verbally. Thank you for answering. So how can we help you tonight, sweetie? What's your name?
My name is Edith.
Edith? So how's Archie? I'm just kidding. But some people don't know who Archie is, so they think, you know, they think he's an old cartoon character back in the 70s.
Right.
Archie and the gang. But actually, Archie had a wife named Edith and a daughter named Gloria and a son-in-law named Meathead.
Oh, okay.
It was a heck of a sitcom, okay?
Right, so, okay. Right.
So go ahead, sweetie.
So I was
We're trying to have fun here.
Yeah, through some of the Blog Talk shows, and I saw that you was a reader, so I was calling in to get a reading.
Okay, well, we don't do it tonight. I'm just kidding. Give us a question or something to start off with.
Okay. What do you see me spiritually?
Well, sweetie, spiritually, I would sit there and say when I was looking at the cards and it says, time to spread your wings, you're holding back. actually, Archangel Ariel. He says, don't hold back now. The timing is perfect. It's like we're going into a new year. You have all these thoughts and ideals. And it's like, is it really one of those things of what should I do? Or is it, how can I take all my ideals and my inspirations and bring them into reality? And it's the latter one. What can you do? You know, it's like, I seen this one person, guy got this. And then we started realizing as we were doing the reading that she could do them all. They were just in sequences, you know. Start with this one, which led to this and this and this, and she realized she could do them all. So it wasn't the ideal, because I always say that we have many gifts and talents. And the reason we have many gifts and talents is because they all play a major role, somehow, some way. And then when we put down, because I'm actually putting down that we're doing a 3-card pyramid foundation reading for you, which is what we do here on the show. We usually do the 7 and the 5. That's why I always tell everybody to call me for private sessions, because the 5 and the 7 can take between 40 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
And they're very in detail, because we start off with, like with the 7 cards. We start off with 7 cards. Then we put 6 on top of that, 5, 4, 3, 2, until we get a final card. And then we have meanings that go down the sides. We have meanings within the card reading itself, because there's always 3 cards touching. And each one of those 3 cards have a meaning within themselves.
Okay.
So I always tell people, that's why we always recommend to do those in private, is because they take so much time. And plus, they're really personal, too, as well, because it's like your life on the table. But when we do the three can be powerful and give you some insights into the whole thing, what it's all about. And I think they're about as powerful, too, because when we got the first 3 cards for you, one was spread your wings, the second one was new beginnings, and the third one is take back your power. This actually gives us insights to this woman, to you, Edith, as in having a very positive foundation that you need to take more stock in yourself. Sometimes you have a tendency to doubt who you are, which is a very powerful person, and you should not be making excuses for who you are. Sometimes you have a tendency to apologize when you shouldn't.
Right.
Would you disagree?
No, I agree.
So when we look at the cards are basically telling us you need to let go, spread your wings, and just do it.
But I've been doing it. I don't understand when it says...
Well, let's take it one step further, okay? sometimes with situations like this, when it says new beginnings, okay, the work that you've been doing is leading up to these new beginnings. But when the new beginnings happen, that's where it starts again too. So it's like finding more things out about yourself. See, and it's in the process of being spiritual. We don't realize it's a continuous evolving that happens your whole life. Okay? When it says take back your power, it's the idea of maybe you have to recanter some situations where you haven't spoken your mind, even if it's only one time.
Well, my spirit's telling me to be quiet, you know, really, to just in silence, just be quiet. And I've been trying to do that. I mean, I do have a cousin that I talk to periodically about, you know, different things that I'm experiencing, but it's coming through my dreams. And she's about the only one I really talk to and let my mind go with, or my spirit, because nobody else will understand. So, you know, she's like a spiritual ear for me.
So she's passed.
I'm sorry?
This person has passed.
No.
Okay.
No,
the reason I asked the question, because I got a card here, it says all is well. It says everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you'll soon understand. So there's still some things going on behind the scenes. But I also got a presence with you.
Okay.
I mean, I just felt like it was a really... And I kept on getting... I do get a she. As in a presence that's past, and it's someone's work, it's with you.
Okay. I don't know who that could be.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead.
I would say my mom, but I think she's back already.
She's back.
Yeah, I think she's reincarnated already. She told me she was. Well, she told me she was coming back because they told her work wasn't done yet. So and she came back with a baby at the time that she said she was coming back. And she gave me this baby. It was a little boy. And she said, here, take this baby. I'm going to go lay down. And she went and she laid down. And let me see, about maybe a month or so after I had this dream, my daughter was pregnant with a little boy.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, so I truly believe that she's reincarnated in him. And usually what I understand and heard is that they don't reincarnate that fast, so she really reincarnated. She reincarnated really fast. But she told me she was back, so I think she's around me.
I think it's one of those things that everything's on an individual basis, too.
Yeah, it's individual. And what was crazy was that this was a sign for me. My daughter had the baby within 6 months. And my mother died in the 6 months. And she died on the 15th, which is another six. So those are like signs for me that she's here. Because those numbers kept popping up. So.
Yeah, plus my password on my freaking PayPal account, my PayPal, my Block Talk Radio. The last thing on it's six.
Right.
Yeah, everything's six.
So as far as my spirituality goes, you know, I thought I was on the right. You know, I truly believe I'm on the right track because I get community. You know, I don't see spirits or anything like that. Not in that sense. But I do see images, you know, that pops out of the walls. But it always pop out like in like if there's a pattern or something in the wall.
You ever see
things
in the corner of your eye?
Oh yeah, I see those.
Yeah, like someone standing at the top of the stairs, and when you look, when you're like on the corner of your eye, you can see someone standing, but when you turn, there's nobody there.
There's nobody there, right? I see that, but it's always like shadow people. That's
all I'm saying is when we look at the cards. We're not, it's not, you know, you say you're doing the work and that kind of stuff. It's not the idea of saying that you're not. It's just the ideal that sometimes when you hear things within a reading, it's just the ideal. See how deep that you can go within yourself. There's a lot of things that you are still waiting to be discovered because I was talking about it. The one card was, this is Archangel Jeremiel. And that's what I was talking about, all is well. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you'll soon understand. So it's all happening. Next card on that was Archangel Gabriel, which says leadership. It's time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others. So it's almost like showing to me, almost like a career transition of your life purpose of helping other people. What do you do?
What do I do now?
Uh-huh.
Help other people. I'm not employed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do now. I help other people.
And they say the key to your finances and the key to actually bringing money in your life is the idea of expanding your mind and say, okay, that's what I mean by that is most people think that there's only one avenue to bring money into your life, and that's a job.
Right.
They don't realize what really brings, it's like we had a, there's a prayer and stuff that I have in my book where it says, no person, no thing, no condition is my support. My only support is God, who is actually the one who created everything and anything, which is my God self within me too as well, realizing I'm connected to that. So my boss, the job, all these other things, it's like trying to put you in a perspective here and say, okay, your perception says, but realistically, these people don't give you nothing. They're just the go-between.
Right.
And when you start realizing that, that this saves a lot of, seriously, this would save a whole lot of freaking chaos in this world. If people would realize when you get fired from your job, is to go back and ask yourself, does you really want to work there? And it's not your life. It's a part of your life. But most people who get fired don't realize that. They want to go kill somebody. Shoot. That's what I was saying. That part right there, what happened was, he's thinking lack of limitations. So he's sinning because he's thinking that that's going to be the last job he ever has in his whole life. And when it's like, no, I'm just saying, everybody, you know, like the government, we're creating jobs. No, you're not. You're just a vehicle to actually have those things come into reality. The real creator is behind the scenes, you know?
Right.
And with you, I'm just saying, and your final card on top of these cards was emerging. So you're saying you're doing all this work. We could sit there and say that what the problem could be, in some sense the word is, that when things don't happen as quick as we wanted to, we get a little impatient. So what they're saying is emerging. Things are happening right now. So don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens.
Okay.
Because I was looking at the cards, this is emerging. But it's also taking back, it says, take back your power. See, it's this card here, I'll read it for you. This is Archangel Raziel. And it says, use your God-given power and intentions to manifest blessings in your life. The quickest way to realize that you can manifest blessings in your life is to realize that you are a blessing.
Right.
Okay, and then we look at the other one, it says emerging. And then the next card was all is well and spread your wings. So the cards, the top card just kind of really sets it for all of them on the bottom of it. You see, it's basically saying that emerging. So you're starting to realize that within yourself, that you feel that strong leadership, that you feel like you do a lot of good things for people. But also the ideal of don't push self-employment to the side. Because it keeps talking over and over again that the lack of in your life is a lack of belief in yourself. That doesn't mean the work that you're doing is not working. It's just saying that things are emerging. You're seeing things more about yourself. So it's okay. You haven't seen the full picture yet, but you're about to.
Right.
So everything's around the verge. We have a lot of gold cards, too. When you get a lot of gold and yellow, it's almost like saying success is on the horizon. It's like watching the sun. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see more and more and more of it as the sun comes up over the horizon to the point where it's going to be a part of you. A lot of people don't realize that when you sit there and go, I don't feel the positive energy. That's because you are positive and you're a part of it now.
Right.
Of course, you can't feel something. It's like fish. You know, fish are in water. Do they need to know what water is to live? No, they just do. They just live. They just keep...
This ship
yeah.
is here. Mm-hmm.
See, we ask too many questions when... A lot of times the answers are right in front of our face. Well, actually, all the time. It's, you know, it's like people go, you want to know the answer to your question? Look within yourself and see what you see. You'd be amazed at what answers lie within you. And I think you have. I think you've already discovered a lot of things, if I'm not wrong, right?
Well, you know, the Creator deals with me through my dreams, so... My thing is to once I dream something, and because you have some dreams just, you know, pass the by, but you have some messages, and the ones that I, you know, that come through me as a message, those are the ones that I'm concerned with, and I break it down, and it's like, okay, this is where you need to be, and this is what you need to do, and I do it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, sweetie, you have a great gift, but, you know, I feel like one thing's going to happen with you. I feel like it's going to come. I think it's going to start being more in the awake world than it is the dream world.
It's more in the awake world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever seen the movie, the series, The Medium.
The Medium. Mm-hmm. I love her movies, but no, I hadn't seen her in a while.
Yeah, it was like she was on the show. I was just watching The Medium myself. It was a series that was on television, and it shows the progression of her gift, where she was dreaming. There was some other things that happened to her where there's periods of time where she was actually touching people and picking things up and trying to get her to trust those kind of things. So I was sitting there listening to you talk, and I didn't mean to cut you off or nothing, but it was just, it came to me like seeing it go from that to actually doing it while you're awake.
Yeah. Well, this last dream that I had was last week, and I'm still kind of breaking this dream down, but I almost believe I got this one. I got what it was telling me. But mm-hmm. if I could share, you know, my dream with you, is that okay? You have time? No.
No. Let me see. Let me see.
Okay.
I have two devices, because for some reason when I do my show, my computer, it doesn't really tell me. I have a recording time up there where it tells me. It basically tells me.
Okay.
How much time I have left. What I had to start doing was going to my phone on my Android and start running it through there where I could actually see how much time I actually have left over. And actually, when I did have it up here on the computer, it was actually going the wrong direction. It was saying I had 4 hours. Okay. I've never done a four-hour show. So
well, that's like 7 seconds. And then it just cut off.
Right.
He was talking to the other lady. Well,
I know. It's freaky, isn't it?
No.
Go ahead.
It's freaky. But
well, that's my term. I use that word a lot because it's like, you know, I've been doing this for a long time and all this stuff's been going on, that kind of stuff, but sometimes it's still, I guess I should use the word more of amazing.
Right.
Because it still does to this day. It's like, ooh, that happened. And people go, wow, you still, how long have you been doing this? Like a month or weeks? I said, no, I've been doing this for like years. And I said, I still can find that kind of anticipation and enthusiasm in the whole thing. And it's like, that's how you should be doing with your own jobs. But you got plenty of time, sweetie. Go ahead and tell us your dream.
Okay, so when the highest source, the Creator, wanted me to start dealing with myself from within me, myself, not the I am outside of me, but the I am within me, it gave me this dream. And it was about, I love watermelon, so it gave me something in the form of something that I love, so I would pay attention.
Uh-huh.
So I had this watermelon. I was sitting there, nice, beautiful day, and I bit into this watermelon, and I was eating it, and it was good. It was sweet. It was good. And when I put the watermelon down, I saw this black snake. It was like this black, silky, slimy, but beautiful. It was a black little snake inside the watermelon. So when I put the watermelon down, I didn't want what I was chewing anymore. I started spitting it out like, oh, my God, I can't believe I bit into a snake, you know.
Oh, wow.
So that dream, wow, kind of baffled me for a while. I was like, mm-hmm. What are you telling me? I know that was not just a dream for me to just discard as a dream. This was a message. What are you telling me through this dream? Took a while for me to, what do you think that dream meant?
Mm-hmm.
What comes to you? What comes to mind?
That was a couple of things. I got the snake and the watermelon where it's like, it could be another metaphor like, you know, it's like sheep, you know, like wolves in sheep's clothing, but in an opposite way where I was seeing the snake where you bit into it because you bit into the snake. And I was like, it was like a bitter taste of something sweet, where it's like...
You didn't taste the snake, though. You didn't know you was eating the snake. It was good.
Okay.
It blend right in with the watermelon, so I didn't know the snake existed until I put the watermelon down, and there it is.
Gotcha.
So what that dream meant was, and what the Creator was telling me to do, was to not look outside of yourself, but to look within yourself, that I'm here. I'm right there. I'm within you. Anything outside you it's not where I want you to be. I want you to be from within you. I want you to explore. I want you to reconnect. I want you to reintroduce yourself to you. It's already there. You already, you know, it's been there. Here I am.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Go from within, not from without. Trust from within you.
The answers are not out there. They're within you.
The answer is not out there. It's within myself. So that's what that dream was telling me. So then I had this dream last week. Now, that dream was last year, about 6-7 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And then I had this dream last week. I was sitting in this classroom. It was this man standing in front of the classroom that appeared to be a teacher. And over in the corner of him, there were all these cameras, different kind and sizes. And I didn't feel like he was the teacher, but it was this other guy that I heard was walking down the aisle telling people what they were going to do in life. Mm-hmm. So when he got to me, I asked him, instead of waiting, though, I said, well, what am I going to do? He said, you're going to be a spiritual wife. And I was like, wow, it felt right, you know, because I'm working on that. I'm working on that mm-hmm. part of myself, you know. I'm seeking the true
right.
self of who I am, right? And I'm like, mm-hmm. wow, there's this other man behind me, like on the left side, but I can see him right, you know, in the next row, but right behind me. He was like, oh, yeah, you know, that's a good thing, a spiritual wife. You know, he was really positive about it. You know, giving me all kind of praises and stuff. You know, oh, yeah, you know, you would make a good spiritual wife, you know. But then there was another guy standing behind me, my significant other. I didn't know he was standing there until this guy started talking, but I felt his presence. As we got ready to sit down, he leaned around in front of me and he said, we need to talk, but it wasn't in his voice. And when he looked at me in his eyes, the only way I can explain this is when I closed my eyes and meditated, it wasn't the same type of darkness. His
uh-huh.
eyes were dark, penetrating dark. Like there was when I say nothingness, I'm just saying there was no images. There was nothing there, but it was something there that I couldn't see. It was infinite. It was like this chill just went through my body when I looked in his eyes, and I was like, God, what is that? What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
So when he sat down beside me, he took, you know, I asked him, I said, well, take your head off, you know, because we was in his classroom, and then I woke up. So I'm really
holy mackerel.
That dream. I'm baffled about what that dream mean. I have some idea, but
uh-huh.
that I end up asking me to marry him New Year's Eve. But I
wow.
don't think what it was about. But I think that dream was a gift. When I think about it, was two things, well, quite a few things in there, but when it mentioned spiritual wife, the guy did ask me to marry him when he, in the dream, it wasn't his voice and it wasn't his eyes, but it was mm-hmm. him physically. He had on his beige suit with his hat on, which says to me that, you know, that says that this man is going to be okay. You know, his suit and his hat represent, I want to say prosperity, you know, that he's going to be
mm-hmm.
established
yeah.
in his life. That's what that, you know, how I interpret that. But the spiritual and the eye, and saying I need to talk to you, it's like I need to give you something. So I'm looking at it like the Creator is getting ready to move me, is getting ready to bless me to be able to see into the infinite. I'm getting ready to go there. Just like you said,
right.
that is ready to take place in my life. Just be still, because it's right there at the threshold at the door.
Mm-hmm.
But it's there. It's for mm-hmm. the take. This is your gift. I'm going to bless you to be this spiritual person that will be able to, like you said, not only do it in my dreams, but I would be able to do it outside of my dreams.
Right.
Makes sense. So that's what I think.
Uh-huh.
I'm still working on it, but I'm almost believing that the Creator was blessing me in that dream with the eyes, with me being able to see through him the infinite, the darkness. It's like that's where, you know, that's my home. That's where I live.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm from. I don't know if that makes sense.
Right. No, it does.
What do you think?
It's intense. A lot of variables, a lot of back and forth. I don't know, I keep getting this thing where I keep talking about unfolding. Everything's unfolding for you. A lot of times you can't get the meetings because the meetings are just for you.
The meeting?
The meeting of minds, the meeting, you know, like the whole everything that goes along with it. It's like some people see, like people read the Bible. Some people can read the same context. You have four different people read it. Can interpret it four different directions, different ways.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about with this situation. It seems like that it's something that's just for you. So we could sit here and give you the insights on how to unfold it, but it was kind of like, I don't know, it could also be in a position of robbing you from what you're supposed to be learning from the whole thing, getting the full effect from it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's very intense. I mean, like, you know, you got the watermelon, you got the snake, you got all these things going on, and it's just like you said before, there are certain things in that dream and that interpretation that just you would only know.
I would only know, yeah, because it is about me. It's my life. So whatever's
exactly
going on in my life, this dream is like a metaphor. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I understand that. I felt like that dream is like a gift. I believe that dream, the Creator is getting ready to bless me with something. That's why I was able to see in his eyes, and it just appeared. You didn't see anything. It was a nothingness there. When I say nothingness, I mean, if I'm looking at it from I call myself a humanoid point of view, that's what I'm
uh-huh.
going to see. But if I see it from a spiritual point of view, it's so much there. It's like infinite. It's so much there. You know, it's there. It's like rubbing a genie bottle. You know, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to say. You know, that when you look at it from a spiritual aspect, you know, there's nothing in this world that I don't have, that I shouldn't have. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing. Because it exists. It's already there. It's here. Mm-hmm. It's here already. But I need to learn how to tap into that part of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I learned that dreams not only give you interpretations of your life and how to live your life, but also learn that dreams are gifts as well. That's the Creator showing you or telling you what you already have, but you have to learn how to tap into what you already have. But because we don't know how to do that, we don't take the time to do that, and it's nothing but time. That's all you have. But when you're giving your time away to this and that and that and this, then you don't take the time to develop your spirituality or to even communicate with that part of yourself that is spiritual, the true self of who you are. We don't take the time to draw into that because we're too busy into everything else that really, really don't matter.
Right.
Really. It doesn't matter.
Makes sense.
So, yeah, I'll be glad when I can do. Not that I can't, and not that I haven't. It's just not as, it's like electricity. You get a little bit here and a little bit there. You know, I'd be glad when mine is 100%, not 10 or 20%.
Right.
Right.
No, I understand. That's one of those things about doing the work.
Right, right, because I love it. I love talking to people, and I love giving them information. I love it. So, like I said, it doesn't come through real strong. It doesn't come through real strong. But when it does, it does. People stimulate me, and then here I go. I get stimulated, and then I'm telling you things. But I don't want stimulated to tell you anything. I want to know already. I want to know. And I believe that's what this dream is telling me, that I will know.
Oh, yeah.
Just stay on the path, and I will know. I think that's what that dream, this last dream, is telling me, that you will know. And it's just at the threshold of my door. It's a matter of me continuing doing what I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I think.
It's definitely one of those things of unfolding. It's definitely an unfolding.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because when you look at the situation, it's just like the idea you said before. The one thing I know for a fact, when you start doing any kind of work, or you're sitting and talking to people, and you're expressing yourself, and you start really getting into the situation or the session and what's going on, you really learn a lot about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the people you're helping, but you also find out things about yourself, or even maybe even answer some questions for yourself too as well.
Exactly. Well, that's how I was able to interpret the snake dream, just merely talking to someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more I talked to her, the more she allowed me to express myself, it came to me. And I was sitting outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
No, I was just looking for stuff. Sorry.
Okay. And I was sitting outside under a tree, and it came to me. I said, I know what it means now. I know what that dream means. And, boy, we just screamed, and I just thanked the Creator. I'm like, thank you, because I was really baffled. Like, you telling me something? You talking to me? What did it mean? What are you telling me? What do you want me to do?
Right.
You know. And so that's what I've been doing. I've been looking within and not, you know, it's kind of hard because you live in this life, you know, not to get caught up in things in this life, but that's what the Creator don't want me to do, is to get caught up in what's going on in my world, because this is
right.
This is an illusion. It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
This is not you. This is not who you are. Don't get caught up in that. Get away from attachments and attaching yourself to people, places, and things, including your family, you know, because this is not who you are. So that's what I got from that.
It's crazy. But
it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be able to even be open enough to receive information from the other side and understand and know that this is not coming from you. This is coming from somewhere else. So for someone or something on the other side to be communicating with me and giving me directions, it's like, oh, my goodness, you know, because not only that, people been, you know, like just dropping out of my life, not in death, but just removing themselves, you know, and that's because I think it's because the less people that I have around me gives me more time to meditate or to, you know, deal with self. Because right now it's not about anyone else but me. And dealing with self is where I need to be so that I can wake up to my true self, if that makes sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. And there's more to come.
Yeah. I'm excited. Yeah, I am. I'm excited. I thought about that dream. I mean, I've been thinking about it every day. As time go on, I think about it more and more. And today, when I was taking a hot bath, and today, it just came to me. I said, that dream was a gift. That dream is telling you getting ready
the Creator is getting ready to open you up. You're getting ready to see the infinite. That's
oh, yeah.
What it's about. Spiritual and infinite, which means, you know.
Yeah, it's like looking at the whole thing, right? And saying, okay, you can see the future, the past, and the present at the same time.
Yeah.
And you're also able to interpret. That's why a lot of people talk fast, because it's like you're picking things up very quickly.
Right. You said I'm able to what?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's the idea of working your way up to the whole thing of saying, okay, I'm going to be able to do this, of where you can actually see. How do we put this? See, it's like the idea of guidance. See, hear, know, feel, and just know all these things. But it's like a present, past, future of having all those things happen all at the same time and being able to pick up on everything. And just enjoying it, because people are going, you know, how's it feel to know everything? But it's actually pretty good. It's just the ideal not getting caught up in a lot of things like people do, because they think they know everything. That they want to sit or convey that they know everything. And I'm just a person, it's when people ask the question, I have the answers. But I don't have to broadcast or advertise or brag about it. It's just a certainty, you know?
Well, I guess it's okay to talk to you because I'm not baffling. I don't think I'm baffling, and I'm not tripping over my tongue, because some people I can't talk to at all because I stutter and it won't come out right, you know. So that's like saying, be quiet. Don't say that. Don't tell them.
Right.
You know, I get that. Mm-hmm. So I pay attention when I'm supposed to just... When I'm supposed to shut my mouth and not say anything, I don't. I'm like, okay, I hear you. I won't say nothing else. But I love
to
talk.
Are you serious? Yeah.
Hmm? Who said that? Are you serious?
No, I'm sitting here looking at some of the things that this computer's doing. It's like, are you serious? Why is it doing that? So it's not nothing to do with you.
Oh, okay.
It's all this technical crap. Because it's kind of funny right now, because we've been having a lot of technical problems. It seems like when we have certain planets going retrograde or a full moon or something, everything seems to work right.
Oh, okay.
And so when we don't, I work on my mom's computer trying to actually put some shows together, and the computer just keeps taking me back to a blank page. Never takes it all. I'm like, I've never dealt with anything like that. I can go to any other computer, even use the same browser, and never have a problem. It's just this computer. I don't know what it is. I've actually, you know, basically changed the settings on it, the cookies, everything, like it told me to do. We're still baffled by that one.
Mm.
But we just kind of put it in perspective. And I have every once in a while before the show starts, I'll see 11:11. I'll just make a wish. Wishing for a great, fantastic show.
I was about to say, you know, maybe the spirits are communicating with you in that way. You're not paying attention. So the only way they can get your attention is mess with that computer.
Oh, yeah, specify exactly what you want. You'll get it. What?
So,
Mom? It's amazing. I'm trying to do a show. Everybody's asking me questions about pizza and cakes.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't have it. I don't. Do you see any spirits around me or, you know,
That's an open question. Sit here and say, I see, it's like looking at the situation going, there's... It's like I have a card called Support. And basically what it is, you see Indian guides, angels, you know, Ascended Masters and that kind of stuff. And it's basically showing these entities around you, around your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, it's like when I was like, look at people going, you have a lot to discover. Not just about yourself, but it's like some people discover their guides and they discover names and, just realizing all this divine help they have around them that they never knew was there. It's been there the whole time.
Right, but how do you communicate with them? I mean, I hear people say, okay, just talk to them and tell them, you know, you have to first welcome them in. And I've done that, but, I mean...
Oh, see, I do. Treat them like they said before, treat them like friends. What you do is I tell people, so if it makes it more comfortable for you, just sit down at the kitchen table and act like you're talking to all your friends.
Okay.
because it's like they're realizing that they've always been communicating with you in all kinds of ways. I mean,
yeah, I mean there is a void.
We discovered numbers. I always tell people I've been seeing 222 all the time, or anything that has to do with twos, 322. I have an angel book on numbers, and I look them up. And it seems like the more you start really paying attention to those things, realizing that people are clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, claircognizances. Claircognizances is like thoughts and ideals or answers to your guidance or prayers. Clairsentient is what is feeling a sense of something within your stomach area. You got clairaudient, which means you hear guidance, and clairvoyance, where you see visions and guidance. But a lot of times people have all those gifts, and it depends on what they're doing and who they're working with or what the situation is, that kind of thing, of which one of those senses kicks in to give you the answer, help you see the insight.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I feel things. Sometimes I'll see numbers. Sometimes I'll see things. And a lot of times I hear things.
I definitely hear voices, you know. And I'll say, well, okay, just talk to me. Don't scream in my ear or don't try to scare me. Just say what you need to say. There was a few times, you know, they talked to me. One time they told me, why would you walk to the light when you make your transition? Walk down the dark path. And I was sitting in the bed, and I was watching TV. And I said, what? Are you serious? Did I just hear that? It told me not to walk, and I thought I was about to die because I got that message, right? Told me not to the light. Don't go to the light. Go to the dark path until you see your soul. That is the light. I was like, wow.
Yeah, quit looking for the light because you are the light. Okay.
Yeah, and then the voice said, like maybe a week or so later, told me there is no God. Just like this in my ear, there is no God. The Creator and the universe is one. I said, what? This happened like a week after that, a couple of years ago. That's when I started my past. I said, because I've been looking all my life, you know, you look and then you postpone it for a minute, then you look some more and you postpone it. Well, that got me to looking. I'm like, oh, okay, I get you. It's time for me to start looking and digging really deep now, you know. And so I heard a couple of lectures, and it's the same message that I got from the spirit world. They said the same thing. Why go to the light? Go walk down the dark path until you see your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this time around, in my reincarnation, I think this time around I came back to get it right. I don't think I'm coming back here again. I think this is my time now to get it right, to reconnect with myself. I think before I wasn't able to do it, I got closer and closer to it. But I end up leaving this place before I actually was able to make that connection, or I didn't make it there. I think this time I'm going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been telling my family members, you know, if I leave here, I don't want a funeral. Don't give me a funeral. Take me and have me cremated. That's all. You know, but know that I'm okay where I'm at because I'm not dying. Right. This physical body is going back to where it came from, but I'm going home. So don't worry about it. I'm going to be just fine. But don't give me a funeral. I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
What they say?
Well, you know, they just look at me like, Mama, we don't want to hear that. And, you know.
What is that?
Okay, but.
What is it? Just leave it. Okay. Sorry, that was my daughter.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Yeah, so I appreciate you talking to me. But, you know. But that started me on my path, so I've been on it ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then I may get a message through a dream or a whisper in my ear or something like that. And I kind of follow whatever I'm told to do, you know, pretty much, you know, I do it. I follow instructions.
That's good. Sometimes it's just one of those things that go with the flow that changes the whole format.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
So just keep focusing on what you got to do. And like I said, there's a lot of things with that dream and stuff you're talking about that's still unfolding, and it'll come to you when it's supposed to.
Right. Because, you know, I look around me and I look at other people who's already aware or in the awareness, and I'm like, God, how come it hasn't happened to me yet? I mean, I've been waiting for this all my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you
know, yeah.
How come it's not coming to me? I don't understand that.
Yeah, it's like looking at the situation. I was there myself, and I was doing, when I first started doing phone work, you know, and center. I remember one time I was actually even to the point where I was like seeing things around me, and then wishing I was psychic.
Yeah, I love the medium show, and that's what I would love to be able to do. You know, or be in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely would like to help people. You know. And I love to, you know, I love to be around when people are dying. It's just something about that, you know, mm-hmm. that gateway, you know, that opens up. And when you see them make that transition, it's something about that with me, you know. It's so amazing to see them go through that birth all over again, but in a different way.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Yeah.
I was going to say something. What was it?
Hmm?
I don't know. So I was going to say something, but it kind of escaped me there for a minute. Where sometimes you have thoughts, they tick off, and you wish you would have taken notice of them first. I was just thinking about the situation where I was there saying, hey, I wish I was psychic, wish I had those abilities and stuff. And then it's kind of funny when the process of doing those kind of things of where I'm at now, realizing I always was.
Yeah, you already are. You just have to pick up, recognize it.
I think at that time, sometimes it wasn't too great to go back in time to the time I drowned. Of certain things that happened there, but, you know, by doing that and going back there, I started noticing things I'd never noticed the first time, you know.
So you drowned in this life or your past life?
No, in this lifetime.
Okay, so you had near-death experience.
Yeah, when I was 10 years old.
Okay.
And it was really freaky. There was actually an out-of-body experience at the time, too. And I was telling a person my story and stuff, and they were asking me, like, ooh, you know, how could you see yourself swimming against the current? How could, you know, how did certain things happen? And they said something about out-of-body experiences. I do remember when I was in high school reading books on ESP and never really interested in the real world.
Right.
You know, go to school, do the whole freaking thing. But it was more like actually trying to I don't know.
Exist. That's all. You just existing. Your body is existing, but your spirit is somewhere else. You know, you're trying to find out what your meaning in this life is about. It's not about school and sitting in the classroom and getting nothing, because that's really not doing anything for the spirit. The spirit is looking to be fed, like, feed me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. I need, you know, you need to do something with me, because
you know, that part of yourself is not going to let the mind rule over it.
Oh, I know.
Anything until you recognize, look, here I am. This is where you need to be. All that other stuff is non and void. And that's how I'm starting to see the world.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah. I think
you
I
cut off my cable. I don't watch TV like that. I mean, every now and then I may cut it on, but